This is a phone call you don't want to have to make.
911, state your emergency. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Ettinger. I cut my leg off.
On a sub-zero February morning, Gary Ettinger is in a car on a Price County logging road trying to make it to the highway before he bleeds to death.
You cut your leg with a saw?
No, a tree severed it right off.
Okay.
Oh, God. If I don't make it, tell my wife and family I love them.
When the tree fell the wrong way, Gary tried to make a tourniquet out of his belt. The belt broke, and for a minute, he almost gave up.
I said, the heck with it. Just lay back and get cold. When I quit fighting, everything went away. You know, the pain went away, the panic went away, and I saw a darkness. All of a sudden, a stupid idea just come out of the air. What the heck? Why don't you see how far you can get? And boy, I just latched onto that like a coon on a frog.
Gary Ettinger managed to crawl to his pickup truck, jam it into gear, and drive to the highway. It would have been a premature end to an amazing life story of a man who grew up in poverty in the backwoods of Jump River, Wisconsin, attended a one-room school, almost drowned as a young boy, to become a world champion sled dog racer, a salmon fisherman in the Yukon wilderness, a big game hunter, and now an author.
I floated in my imagination with northern lights too glorious to describe across a high Arctic sky. I've listened to the soft whisper of my river as fireflies twinkle to the call of a whippoorwill floating across our field on a warm summer's night, and I've witnessed a sunrise I thought I would never see again. Who could ask for more?
Gary Ettinger's autobiography is titled Will to Live, A Saga of Survival. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.